Culture.
Book Review. Forgotten History. The CIA's Rip Van Winkle. Prisoner of Lies by Barry Wirth.
Detainees are often prisoners of policy. The recent swap between Western countries and Russia, which led to the liberation of Evan Gershkovich, a journalist for the Wall Street Journal, and others, is just the latest example of how single lives can be subject to the disposition of dictators and the persuasiveness of presidents. The story of Jack Downey is a case in point. In 1952, Downey, then a 22-year-old Yale graduate on his first assignment for the 5-year-old CIA, was shot down over Manchuria, along with his fellow spook Richard Fecteau. Downey and Fecteau had been ordered at the last minute to help with the exfiltration of an asset in China, but the mission had probably been compromised before they even left, and Chairman Mao's soldiers were waiting. As Barry Wirth, a journalist, argues in an engaging new biography, Downey's imprisonment was a direct result of the young CIA's arrogance. Downey was woefully unprepared. He had little training and not a lick of Chinese. It took 16 days of non-stop interrogation for him to admit he was a secret agent. But he did not have many secrets to tell. He spun out his ensuing confession, first spoken, then written over 3,000 pages, for months, trying to bury his captors in irrelevant information. After 2 years, he was sentenced to life in prison. Endless tedium followed. In the prison's courtyard, he jogged 10 miles a day with 58 laps to a mile. He patiently endured re-education in Marxist ideology. Downey represented a unique problem for America and the young CIA. Even at the peak of the Cold War, prisoners were released within months or years. But Downey was diplomatically and politically radioactive because America refused to admit he was a spy. In 1957, John Foster Dulles, a rabid anti-communist who was then Secretary of State, rebuffed Chinese proposals to release Downey, absurdly accusing China of using an innocent American to blackmail Washington. It boggles the mind to consider the possibility that I could have been free 16 years earlier, Downey later said. It was not just American official stubbornness that kept Downey in prison. His fate was closely entwined with America's China policy. Soon after the Korean War ended, tensions rose over Formosa, Taiwan, with hawks in Washington even considering the use of nuclear weapons to punish China for any aggression. Presidents John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson were burdened by the war in Vietnam and felt pressured to keep a hard line on China. His release was made possible only by a shift in Sino-American relations during the Nixon administration, which opened diplomatic relations with China. During his visit in 1972, President Nixon brought up Downey's fate with Zhou Enlai, the Chinese premier. The next day, he finally admitted that Downey had been working for the CIA. Downey was released in 1973. He had been in jail for more than 20 years. Downey returned to America as a 42-year-old with a life experience of a 20-year-old, a dinosaur of the pre-television, pre-scandal, pre-sexualized, pre-revolutionary age. Despite his lost decades, Downey went on to lead a surprisingly normal life as a judge in Connecticut and worked on a memoir, which was published in 2022, 8 years after his death. In 2013, he was awarded the Distinguished Intelligence Cross, the CIA's highest honour. But more than a hero of American spycraft, Downey was its martyr.